Well, as we heard in the announcements before Mass, our brother John Drake is with us here today at all the weekend Masses to speak on behalf of our summer mission appeal for the Lingap Center in Cebu in the Philippines. And since he is going to be providing sort of that appeal for us later on in Mass, it is my great joy to announce to you that today's homily is going to be very short. Now, I know that every Sunday when people come to Mass, I know for a fact that you all pray because it goes like this in the car. Oh, dear God, let Father's homily be short today. Thank you, God, for answering my prayer. So just a very brief word on the scriptures, which is about the perseverance of God and the perseverance of his faithful, right? The perseverance of God, which we heard in the story of Abraham here in the first reading, as Abraham and God have this conversation about the great injustices in this moment of the cities Sodom and Gomorrah, right, who are representative, of course, in a larger narrative of the sins of all mankind, who continually to turn away from God and turn away from God and turn away from God, and God is finally at the point where he's like, I just can't save you from yourselves anymore, right? We have to get to the point where we accept responsibility for the actions that we take to live far from the Lord. And Abraham says, oh, but God, would you go just one more step? What if there were 50? What if there were 45 or 40 or 30 or 20 or 10? And what Abraham draws forth from the heart of the Father is the evidence of God's unending mercy. God is always revealing himself to be ready to go to the umpteenth time to say, yes, I forgive you. Yes, I forgive you. Yes, I forgive you. Yes, I still forgive you. It's a story of extraordinary consolation. And it's a story, of course, that is meant to always recall our own need, not only for God's mercy, but God's willingness to give that mercy to us. In my own life, right, in my ministry, that I am a regular attendee of that sacramental confession. Just yesterday, I went to confession again, and every time, it never gets old. It really doesn't. It never gets old. Hearing God's words through the priest saying, your sins are forgiven. And you do feel free because you are. And you give, you receive the strength again to go forth and to sin no more. And isn't this how Jesus responds to those in his own midst who said, God, well, they didn't say God, they said Jesus. Jesus, show us how it's done. Tell us, what does it look like? How do you do it? And Jesus says, you do it day by day. That's how you do it. That in the way that God teaches us how to pray, how to be in communion with his Father, that we are called to ask for the same kind of perseverance that God gives to us. That insofar as God goes to the depths for us, we too, in our lives of faith, will be saved by our perseverance. And this is what gets us to heaven. Perseverance. It's the kind of perseverance that doesn't take us from the starting line to the finish line in one fell swoop, but it's the kind of grace, when we ask for it, that God is going to continually offer in the same way that he offers grace to the runner in the race. And the runner in the race we'll never, ever finish the race in one stride, but in many, one at a time, in fact, because there are no skipping strides. And so when we ask God for good things, when we ask God for the gift of his Holy Spirit, he's going to give you enough for today, and that's all you need, so that tomorrow you can come back and you can ask again and you can ask again, and by your perseverance, you will be saved.